Here's a question. If both of you, then, were in charge of the royal wedding this Friday, what would the royals be eating?
Oh!
Okay, so Greg, first of all, let me ask you that. What would you be putting on the menu?
They're in London. Yeah. So we'd have a great big tray of seafood. They'd have whelks and they'd have cockles.
I'd love to see that.
They'd have crab sticks, proper crab sticks. Then they'd be tucking into some proper spring lamb. And then they'd be finishing up with a rhubarb crumble and custard. Of course, straight off the top of my head, that was a true celebration of British, dare I say, even London Cockney food. And they'd be having a good old knees up around the old Joanna at the end.
What would you go for, John?
I'm pretty close with Greg on this one. I reckon start with some oysters, some really good oysters, a decent pie and mash and liquor. Because I've had that for the first time and it's pretty good. And then I reckon lots of strawberries, lots of rhubarb, and maybe even a bit of crushed meringue. What do we call that? Eat and mess with rhubarb.
Oh, eat and mess would be perfect.
You know they reckon those oysters are an aphrodisiac. I had a dozen Saturday night and only 9 of them worked.
Why is he looking at us like that?
Sorry, guys.
You want the other 3 to work now?
Now. Down, boy. Kicking in or something?
Down, boy.
I'm scared.